Hello, everyone. It's Q&A day. So let us get started. Let me tell you how things are going to work. You can put a question in the Q&A box and either I or one of my coaches will answer it live on the call. We're going to talk a little bit about restarting the habit of planning since this is 24-hour planning month for everyone. We're doing a deep dive. So if you don't know what that just means that this month for anyone who has already finished NoBS. So if you are brand new to NoBS, that means you finish the NoBS weight loss course first. And then we have self-study courses all in our library. They will be there waiting for you patiently when you finish NoBS to where you can go on to the next thing that you're going to need for weight loss. But this month, the entire membership is working on, if they choose, we are working on the 24-hour plan and doing a deep dive. So I shot all new videos to explain them and all the things. I'm bringing Coach Betsy on stage. She is going to be in the Q&A. She will answer any questions that come in over there. So all you need to do is you have a question about 24-hour planning or anything that I talk about, or if it's weight loss related, if you'll pop it in the Q&A, we will get you answered. All right. So let's do, this is week two of the 24-hour planning course. And the focus is all about how to plan fast so that you can do it even when you don't want to. So that's like the lessons of the week. And then also, please don't forget that maintenance module two has already dropped. So if you're in maintenance, then you can go over to the maintenance modules and you can watch module number two. It's available for you. And there's also a maintenance group. So if you want and you are in maintenance and you want to join our maintenance group, Facebook group, you can do so where you can share your worksheets, you can share what you're working on and all kinds of things. All right, let's do this. Let's celebrate the 20 people who joined Queen's Club last week, which is awesome. Man, y'all are just killing some weight loss. Queen's Club is where you've lost 25 pounds. And then you get entrance into the Queen's Club with special calls and all kinds of good stuff. We also have two more people who have lost over 100 pounds. So we have Vanessa Hull and Jeannie Hibbets. Congratulations, ladies. Like every week now, we have somebody who's lost 100 pounds. Like, it is insane to me. This is so great. Then this is what Vanessa Hull said. Even though I'm barely 8 weeks in with doable hunger and the NoBS principles, she probably lost her weight before she joined us. But this goes to show you that even when somebody's lost 100 pounds, they still want to work on other things, y'all. They come here because sometimes when you lose your weight, you don't lose the mental weight. You don't lose food restriction. You don't lose certain things. And so a lot of people join NoBS just to lose that horseshit. And there's nothing wrong with that. It just like there's nothing wrong with losing it the way that you intend to live it. There's nothing wrong. Like for all of you who come in here and have done other diets, and like sometimes I think some of y'all bring some shame into NoBS, like how you lost your weight before you got here. Please don't do that to yourself. The tactics at which you did it are not a problem. We want to now make sure that you're losing weight from I want to, from I love myself. I want to build a lifetime of habits that I'm going to sustain. I want to give myself the gift now. So often what we do is we lose weight and we do tactics from the thought of there's no other way. Like I need to be punished before I can to lose weight. I'm so overweight, I'll do anything to get it off. And I want to unlearn all of that or help you unlearn all of that. Right. So she said, I already feel happier. And the way I talk to myself has changed drastically in just 8 weeks. I feel I can finally conquer my fear, anxiety, and all or nothing thinking around food. This is the first time I've truly felt happy and at ease with eating less. This is so important. This is why y'all are here in NoBS. I don't want another woman losing 100 pounds, 50 pounds, their last 10 pounds, whatever your number is. I do not want another woman doing it. And when they get to the end, they realize they're still full of fear, anxiety, and deprivation in order to have the number. There is the better way. And that's why we're all here. I also want to celebrate that we had 8 Women inside an OBS reach their goal weight and enter the maintenance group this week. So that's awesome. All right, let's talk about restarting the habit of planning. Number one, if you're going to restart planning, actually, there's a question, Betsy. I actually want to answer this. It's about starting over, and I think it ties into these steps. So let me read that, and then you can answer her personally too with whatever insight you wanted to give. But I want to answer that and then move into what we're going to talk about on restarting planning. I want to stop starting over. When I feel like I've messed up, I'll say to myself that I'll start over tomorrow. There's nothing wrong with that sentence, by the way. The problem is like we're not addressing why did we stop today? I don't just keep going that night. I don't overdo it more. I just feel like I have to start over. How do I get out of that cycle? If I eat off plan, I don't want to feel like I have to start over. Just keep going. How do I get out of that cycle? So there's nothing wrong with saying I'll start over tomorrow unless it feels gross to you. Like very often I will say to myself, I'm going to start over tomorrow. I'm going to reset myself in a way where I feel really good about what I'm going to promise myself that I'll do tomorrow so that I set myself up to make it easy to follow through. But do you notice that conversation? Sometimes the whole like, I'll start over tomorrow has a thought under it, which is I'll start over tomorrow. And then there'll be like a sense of dread, or there'll be a sense of fear, or there'll be a sense of anxiety around it. And it's not because you're starting over. It's because of what you think starting over requires of you. So that's going to take me into, it does feel gross to me. It's like I failed today. That's what she just typed back in. That's the problem thought. It's not, I'll start over tomorrow. It's, I'll start over tomorrow because today I was a failure. That's the problem. Instead of, I'll start over tomorrow, learning from whatever happened today so that I can start working on that. So that like, I want to glean the information that I can from today in order to tomorrow start from a place that helps me tackle that, that helps me work on that. So it's just a shift in the mindset. And so like, it's one of those things where we have to, very often y'all will have a sentence that feels bad. If it feels bad, but it doesn't look like a sentence that should feel bad, it really looks like it's like, that's kind of an innocent, in like an innocent little sentence. Just do this. What does that sentence mean to me? What else is there? Like, take the sentence and say, like, because a lot of times you'll insert like some shitty ass thoughts. There'll be a but. Or there'll be an and. It's, I always like to call it the parentheses after the sentence. It's like, I'll start over tomorrow. And the parentheses is like whispering, because you're a failure. That's the painful part. It's like, what are you making it mean that you need to start over tomorrow? It means that I'm a failure. Instead of, it means that tomorrow I get to work on what I learned about myself today. So what you've learned so far is that when you don't follow through, you go to self-loathing, you go to blame, you go to shaming yourself instead of going to figuring out and dissecting what are your triggers? What are the things that like, is it when, like, if you're eating your favorite food, is that a trigger for you to eat too much? If that's the case, we need to figure out what is the sexy talk we have around it. What is this? What are the things that we think about our favorite foods? Do we find them still forbidden? Are we still calling them, like, are your favorite foods also a list of bad foods that you keep in the back of your mind? Like, what you would learn from that is like, it's not my food that's the problem. It's the story I have around that food. And so if I have a big inflammatory story around that food, guess what's going to happen when I eat it? I'm going to have anxiety. And when I have anxiety, I'm probably going to eat faster and I'm going to start getting scared. I'm screwing up. And so then I'm just going to overeat thinking I'll start over tomorrow. So there's always a lot to unwind. All right. Y'all are so sweet. I swear to God. When y'all talk about my arms, I'm just like, it's so funny to me. Because I will say, of all my body parts, I love working shoulders and arms the most. I do work the hardest on them. So thank you very much. I appreciate that love. All right. Let's go into restarting the habit of planning, which kind of ties into what I was talking about. Like, if starting tomorrow, you have this sense of dread, tip one is probably what's going on for y'all. Check your self-talk around starting planning. Check your self-talk around anything that you're fixing to start. This will apply to if you are like, starting today, I'm going to eat till enough at dinner. We want to make sure that our thoughts about doing something, we need to know what they are. Because some of us have asshole talk around it. We will say things like, and it's going to be really hard. Remember that parentheses? Let's say you're going to restart planning. Your parentheses thought is, and it's going to be really hard. And then you wonder why you're like unmotivated to start. You're like, it just seems like it should be so easy. It's easy when you don't have a loaded diaper story about it. But the only way to clean up that diaper and throw it in the pail and wipe that ass is you got to know what the story is. It's kind of like you can smell it. You know, like when a baby has a shitty diaper, everybody smells it. But you don't want to just smell it and just be like, all right, well, let's just keep going and hoping it won't stink in here anymore. It's like, no, we need to open that sucker up. You know, like with a toddler, we pull it. We're like, oh yeah. And we look, we're like, oh, extra wipes. That's us with our shitty thinking. We need to pull back a sentence. We need to pull back like starting planning and take a whiff as to the shit of which we are talking about it. And that's what we have to fix. So we have to like think about, what is it that we're thinking about this stuff? Am I saying it's going to be hard? Why is it going to be hard? And are my reasons even true? So often we'll say, like, I will coach y'all. So someone will come on and they'll say, like, plan is just really hard for me. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, well, tell me all about it. Like, how long does it take you? Well, sometimes, like, probably a half hour. And I'll say, really? Have you timed it? Well, no. And I'm like, well, let's think about it. Like, if I said, list your food today, how long would that take you? And when we break it down, we actually talk it out. We're like, oh yeah, we're talking 7 minutes. That 7 minutes probably feels like a half an hour when the whole time you're sitting there going, I suck at this. I hate doing it. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to be able to eat what I want. If you're doing all of those shenanigans, guess what? It feels excruciating. It feels longer. Our brains will think it takes forever. But if you were sitting there thinking, all right, let me challenge my thoughts. How long does it actually take? Does it take forever? Does it take a half hour? Or do I need to remind myself? I've timed myself a few times. It's about on average 7 minutes. So when my brain wants to think it takes forever, I get to tell myself it's 7 minutes on average. Do I have 7 minutes to do something that could help me today? Much better way to talk about it. Let's say that your brain goes to, well, you know, if I make this plan, that means I'm not going to be able to eat whatever I want. Bull fucking shit. That's what you need to tell yourself. Guess what? How many times have you broke your plan? Obviously, that's a smoking lie. And you can still eat whatever you want. Let's just build the habit of planning first. I'd much rather see a bunch of broken plans than to see no plans. At least with broken plans, we know your busted thoughts about why you're not following it. Without any plans, guess what? We just know you hate it. We just know you got a story around it. That's good to know, but let's move on to bigger, better problems. So you can also tell yourself, it's not true. I can still eat whatever I want. I'm just going to make sure that I plan today so that I know my excuses for not eating what I plan. You also could tell yourself, it's not true. This doesn't mean I can't have things later. What is it that I'm going to want so bad later? I'm probably supposed to put that on the damn plan. And if I put it on the plan, then I get to work on the shame and the guilt of eating it, the fear of eating it, and I get to start unwinding diet rules. Because then I can like unearth them. I can figure out like, why am I having such a hard time planning this food? If Corinne says I can put anything on the plan that I want, why do I keep having such a hard time? Unless I plan and unless I put it on there and start trying to eat it that way, I'm never going to get over my fear of food. I'm never going to prove myself wrong. And I'm never going to figure out all of this stuff that I have around food that's preventing me from creating a relationship with food that I want and desire. So that is why we want to make sure that we are planning. So check your story. What is it? And the best way to check your story is to get out your planner. In the back or journal pages. Journal on your thoughts. Like, what are my top 10 thoughts? One of the easiest ways for those of you who are not really sure about how do you journal? How do you like do these thought downloads? How do you write about this stuff? Here's the easiest way I have found to do it. If let's say you are stuck on wanting to plan, or you are stuck on wanting to stop at enough or wait for hunger, anything that we talk about here, if you're feeling dread, fear, anxiety, don't want to, or hesitancy on doing something, like maybe it's planning foods that you like, maybe it's cutting out some of the ones you think you like, but you're like, I know I shouldn't be eating these. When I do, I feel like buttermilk comes pouring and raging right out my ass. For some of you, there are going to be foods you like to eat, but they don't like you on a regular basis. I'm the same way. I have lots of, let me just tell y'all, if I could drink wine every night, I would. I would. I love it. I love red in particular. But guess what? Red wine, I can drink a glass or two now once a week. Otherwise, once I pass that point, headaches, I get incredible Hulk eyes, I break out in ocular rosacea. It doesn't like me. No matter how many times I know I can plan it and have it if I want it and be able to lose weight. But there's more to it than that. I can't plan it and have it whenever I want and expect to feel good too. That's not part of it. Not for me. So then I just have to decide, what do I want most? Beautiful blue eyes? Or do I want to look like I'm getting ready to rip my shirt off and break somebody in two? I don't want to look like the Incredible Hulk. I don't want to look like I'm doing drugs on the regular. I don't want headaches. So I make the exchange. And so I don't tell myself I can't have it. I tell myself, my body doesn't like it. If my body doesn't like it, I'm choosing to not like it along with it. I'm just going to enjoy the fact that it's one of the things I love, but I also love the fact that I will give myself the gift of not dealing with those symptoms. So going back to the journaling, anything that it is that you're dreading, hesitancy, anxiety, or whatever over, you're just going to make a list of your top 10 thoughts about it, just like this. Just write it down on a piece of paper. One sentence per line. One sentence per line. For me, this is super easy. This is how I do a lot of my journaling. Then I draw a line. And then in the next column, I write, how does each one make me feel? That's one word. You get one feeling. Does it feel bad, restrictive, good, whatever it is? Then you look at your list. And if your list has like a lot of negative feelings, no shit, Sherlock, you're not looking forward to it. Then it's your job to go and think, what else could I be thinking? This is just the think, feel, do cycle. Because all of the ones that have dread, anxiety, you feel like anxious or whatever, the do line of the think, feel, do cycle will be avoid doing it, not do it, procrastinate, bitch and moan to my friends about it, come up with reasons why it sucks. That will be the do line. Take those and then argue why those may not be true. Think about what else could be true. Is this easier than could it be easier than I'm making it out to be? And really look at them. And any that you get stuck on, take it to the Facebook group. Ask your fellow No BS women. Like, I've been thinking this about planning. What are some of the alternate thoughts y'all have about it? Has anybody ever felt this way and changed? And so what do you think about it now? Like, why is it different for you? This is where you use like the power of figuring out what's going on in your mind. And then you capitalize on taking it to the Facebook group and using what's in their brain to help you unwind yours. Now, the second thing to remember when you're going to restart planning is that planning doesn't have to look the same every single day. Planning can look different each day. So this is why we have options inside No BS. Some of you are using the new bottom line planning page that we released inside the 24-hour plan deep dive course. This is great as a primer to get you started with planning if it's been a minute. If you have time constraints, this is a great one to start with. This is also an amazing page to print a few and take on vacations and trips, because it is the down and dirty of what you're going to do on a trip. You all know me. I have not been one. And well, I take my planner everywhere I go now because I have it on my iPad. My iPad travels with me. But before, what I used to do when I would go on vacation, I didn't want to wag my planner. I would grab the notepad on the desk in my room and I would write breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. And I would just write my best guess as to where we would be each day. Even if I didn't follow it at all because plans changed, I kept the habit of thinking ahead about how to show up for myself on vacation, which primed me that when plans would change, I was practicing how to think ahead. So if plans changed, my brain would automatically go to, all right, how can we make this work? With the intention of which we had this morning around that meal, may not be the same foods, but the intention behind it can be the same. If I was going to have dinner and the intention was to have dessert, but eat like a light salad and stuff so that I had plenty of room for dessert, then I could go anywhere with the intention to do that. Even if I wasn't going to have the exact salad or the exact dessert where I thought we would be going. So you can always be winning if you want to. That's really important to remember. I can always be winning if I want to. Most of you choose the path of, if I can't do this, I must be a failure. If I can't do this, it's all blowed. If I can't do this, fuck it. This is the thing about weight loss. It is not a black and white thing. You are not on track or off track. You're not losing weight or gaining weight. You're not good or bad. It's the middle lane is what we want. Like, it's not good or bad. It's what's my opinion right now? How do I make this work? How do I make sure that I come out learning, congratulating myself, finding progress, looking for ways that it's different than it has been in the past, and looking for ways that it will be different tomorrow? That's how we win in weight loss. When we are in the gray, we will win. When we're black and white, we won't. The next thing, so number one is to check your self-talk around your planning. So like, what is the shit of which I tell myself? Step two is your planning doesn't have to look the same every day. So for some of you, use the bottom line planning page that we put inside of No BS. For some of the rest of you, you may love the full-on planner. You're like, I love the fully loaded planner. This is where it's at for me. Whichever one is you, use that. Third, work on normalizing, not planning perfectly. You're always just going to keep going. Because it's easier to keep a habit when you normalize making mistakes. When you think things like, I lost my streak, or I should have started planning weeks ago. That's a no. Nobody, you know, there's no such thing as streaks. Here's my thing. Like, if I do it 7 days in a row and I miss a day, you know what I always tell myself? Here it is, day nine. Let's go. Here's the extra day. When I don't think that I blew a streak, when I think like, oh, okay, let's just keep going. Let's see how many we can collect. I'm always going to outrun you every single time. For all of you who need these perfect streaks, I guarantee you over the course of life, I will beat you hands down on anything we set as a goal because I don't require the perfection. I just need to keep going and wait for you to have your imperfect moment where you're going to grind your shit to a halt. And then here I am. I'm just going to trot on by in my little like turtle pace, making progress every day. That's what we need to do. So there are no streaks. Now, it's fun to collect them. Like, another day. There's nothing wrong with like saying like, oh my God, another day. But on the day it doesn't happen, you're not supposed to, like, this is the problem. We get so excited about the streak. We're like, oh, and we're putting so much of our self-worth into the streak instead of like, look at me showing up each day. This is amazing. On the day you miss, if you have too much excitement around the streak, guess what? You'll be devastated without it. We don't want to be highs and lows. We want to be kind of in the middle. We want to be like proud of ourselves for collecting another win. We want to acknowledge ourselves for following through. And then on the days that we don't do it, we want to be like, I'm disappointed. I thought I would do it, but that's all right. What am I going to do to get that win tomorrow? To keep adding to my previous wins? See, y'all think you have to throw all of those others away. It's like, no, we don't start with one. We add. There's only one time I start over, the first of every month. Like when on the habit tracker, like first of the month, all right, last month is gone, time to start over this month. But I'm not starting over from a place of I fucked up last month. I'm starting over from a place of, oh, this is when I start counting again. I only always count up to 31 because I use the monthly. That's very data driven. All right. So here's what I want y'all to do. I want you to keep planning this month. Remember, everybody's goal is to plan every day this month. If you have not planned every day this month, guess what your goal is? To plan the rest of the month. To not sit around. Like your first goal is to not sit there and be like, I missed the memo. We're supposed to plan every day. Oh, she told us to do it on the first call and I didn't. Woe is me. I told Chris the other day, I'm going to buy me a string of pearls and we'll start wearing them so that when, because I can't sit a couch in here to faint on, but every time I want to act like y'all, I'm going to clutch my pearls. This is my pearl clutching moment. I have not been perfect this month. Y'all, we got to stop that shit. It is not helpful at all. So I want you to keep planning this month. I want you to get on top of it. I want it to be no excuses. Do not be planning. So the fuck what? So the fuck what? Just decide. I'm going to do it today. And if I don't like it, guess what? I'm going to do it today and find out the reasons why I don't like it. And then I'm going to go work on my reasons why I don't like it instead of quitting planning because I got some asshole taste in my mouth from tomfoolery going on in my head. And then this is all of you. It's going to be important because whatever data you glean this month, we can use it next month when we do Urges 2.0. I have reshot the Busting Urges process. It's a brand new video. We've got some exciting things planned for y'all next month. So we've remixed some of the course from last year. We've edited things, tightened things up. It's going to be a great month. We also will be releasing a brand new version of the Discovery Worksheet. Y'all are going to be excited. I wanted an easy, doable Discovery Worksheet. It is a one pager, just like the other one. It includes the four N's, but it takes a lot of stuff out. So that for all of you who feels like we're asking the same questions over and over again, we are going to use this new one. I think it's the better version. And if you like the old version, guess what? It's still in your planner. You can still use it. But I love the new version. All right. And then just make sure that you're doing your worksheets that are in the Deep Dive Planning course, because they are designed to help you with this. All right. Here's a question. When I get back into planning, I hear time to get serious, feeling thoughts of there goes the fun. So that's one that you have to question. Get serious about what? First of all, before we can change that thought, we have to know, what do you even mean by getting serious? I have to do this. It's probably going to be I would actually use this. So when I think, I just drew that for y'all. When I think it's time to get serious, I make that mean I have to what? Enlist all the things you think it means to get serious. And then your thought about that list, you need to figure out what you think you have to do. It's a lot of shit, because your thought about that is, and there goes the fun. You need to question all of that, because you want to know, how can I think about planning being a gift? Planning will never be a gift if what you have to put on the plan is terrible. That's where your work is. We don't need new thoughts about planning. We need new thoughts about what you think is required of you to put on that plan. That is your diet story. In order to lose weight, Candace has to do these things. She's going to have to give this up, and she can't do this, and she has to do that. That's the story we got to rewrite. So you make the list of all of those have-tos, all of that stuff. Then, how does all that feel? And then we got to go in and we got to question it like a boss. So what I would nuance here for you, Candace, is once you have your list, take it through the four N's. I notice I'm thinking I have to do this in order to lose weight. And you list one. We're not going to do the four N's on every single one altogether. We're going to do them one at a time. So let's say you have 10 bullshit things that you think you've got to do. You're going to have 10 4N cycles you need to run, 4N processes. So if you're thinking, I have to give up carbs, then it's I notice I'm thinking that I'm going to have to plan to cut out carbs in order to lose weight. The second step, normalize. I can see why I think that. It would be normal to think that, because in the past, I have turned to low carb diets to get quick wins. That would be normal for you to think that this time, because your brain is only thinking about the quick win. My brain's not thinking about, I don't want to be carb free. My brain is not thinking about I didn't have to cut out the carbs. I really just needed to learn how to not eat my face off around carbs. So every time I cut carbs out, I just keep building the story that I can't have them. So then I keep getting anxious around them. Then anytime that I'm around them, I'm going in fully loaded, like a gun, ready to fire with anxiety. No wonder I feel like I'm out of control around them. And then I eat too many of them. Not because I can't control myself around carbs, not because carbs are a problem. Carbs are not actually making me gain weight. It's the story I have around them. I've never really practiced. I'm going to have some bread, a sandwich. I've only practiced, I'm going to eat a loaf of bread because I've got to get it out of the house because shit gets serious tomorrow. That's been my problem. This is what's crazy to me. I'm just going to say this about carbs and some of the rules. I want, when y'all are questioning your diet story, I want you to think about this. There's a whole industry out there that have made carbs, bread, pasta, cake, and all this other stuff, like literally like the devil's spawn. They have spent so much money telling us, oh my God, carbs are so bad for you. And yet they'll say like, hey, you should drink this shake instead. You should take these pills instead. I can't believe that something that comes from the ground is worse for us than somebody's prepackaged meal bullshit. I want you to think about that as y'all are going through your diet story. Where does it not make sense? So we got to like normalize that we would even want to do that. Like our story, this is the reason why. Then we go to neutralizing. You want to take each one of them. What is the neutral version of this? So if it was like, I can't eat any carbs, the neutral version would just be like, there is bread and pasta in the world. Period. That's all there is. They're not good. They're not bad. They're not anything until we put an opinion on them. And then you want to think about, what is your next best thought or action? And then rather than thinking, I can't eat carbs, you might want to think, I want to learn how to eat them like a normal person. I want to see if eating them on plan makes me gain weight or not, helps me lose weight or not. But I don't really know because I've never really ate them with the integrity and intention of normalizing my relationship with them. They've either been, I'm out of control and eating them all the time, or I can't have them at all. I am back to, I'm on or I'm off. I'm good or I'm bad. It's black or it's white. It's thinking about that. I've nailed down the timing of when my off plan or overeats occur. They're mostly after dinner. I have also found that I am a justifier. I can typically find a way to justify every overeat or off plan eat. I need some help because my justifications are not really helping me out. How do I figure this out? So first, you make a list of your justifications. You do this. You make a list. It's like, I can justify them. Nobody needs to feel justified. Justification is not a helpful emotion in weight loss. We want to feel compassionate. We want to feel understanding. We want to feel curious. We want to feel like learned, but not justified in breaking our plan. Like, don't make it okay. But that also doesn't mean we have to go all the way to the opposite end, which means I have to make it bad then. There is a way to tell yourself, huh, I broke my plan. That's not the habit I want for my future self. So I'm not going to justify the eat. I'm going to figure out why I keep doing it so that I never have to justify it again. The next time I eat this way, it needs to be on purpose with a plan and intentional. It cannot be anymore from fuck it and then justify. That's not the habit I want for myself. So the best thing to do is like list your justifications and then figure out why they're crap, why they're just not true, why it's really not the case, and what is going to be helpful for you to think about. For some of you, this is going to sound crazy and you're not going to like it. Some of y'all need to learn how to be disappointed. Rather than spending time trying to justify an overeat, I'm going to tell you, when I overeat, when I do something that is not on plan, I usually am disappointed in myself. But there's a difference between being disappointed and being ashamed. There's a difference between disappointment because I didn't do what I said I would do and feeling guilty for something. Disappointment is a very important emotion for humans. It is one that we want to embrace and learn to feel, because disappointment is one of the emotions that really guides us through life around our core values. It's one of those emotions that we feel when we are acting out of alignment with who we truly want to be in life. And so it's one of those feelings that, for me, like Mickey's story is, I don't like disappointment. My story around disappointment is, it allows me to question what I'm doing and who I want to be. That's a very different story around it. It means I allow disappointment. So Mickey brings up a good point. Disappointment, shame, and guilt are very different. They're very different emotions. Disappointment is like up here. Shame and guilt is way down here. Shame would, like, disappointment is like saying, I didn't plan to do that, and I see that I did. I'm disappointed because I know I could do better. I'm disappointed because it's not going to get me closer to my goals. Like, that's a nothing burger. That's feeling a little bad. Shame is, you shouldn't have done that. People are going to find out. Guilt would be, again, kind of like, you shouldn't have done that. You do this all the time. You're always fucking up. Think about the different conversation that happens between disappointment, shame, and guilt. Mickey, there is a book I would recommend you reading. A lot of you, if you have a difficulty with some of the emotions around food, especially like shame, guilt, disappointment, those kinds of things. There's a book called The Food and Feelings Workbook. I forget who wrote it. What is her name? I can't think of her name, but it's like, if you go on, it's an old school book, but I swear by it. I read it years ago and I did the exercises in it. It's just really good because it really talks about the importance of our negative emotions and how they guide us and how do we allow for them. If you have a story, like, no one likes negative emotions. Like, I think we can all agree that none of us like them. They're not pleasant. But the most of us run from them because we have a bigger story around them. It's like, I don't enjoy feeling bad, but I can see the purpose behind it. The people who run from them are like, I don't like feeling it because I heap a load of self-judgment and shame on top of them. And that is usually when the people are running from emotion. So you want to watch for that. But that book, Karen Koenig, in fact, I interviewed her here once. I love that lady. I love her books, but I swear to God, she had the worst internet connection. Otherwise, I would link y'all to it, but that video was jank as hell because like her internet just went to poop on us. But the Food and Feelings Workbook, I would get, like, I would not listen to it, y'all. I'd actually, this is one of those, I get the old school book, or if they've got it, like, it, you know, I wouldn't even get it. I would get the book so you can do the exercises. Like, it's one of those that it would be better if you had the hard copy. All right. So that's Food and Feelings, the workbook. I would recommend that for any of y'all who like go through that stuff. It'd be a really good, in fact, I think it's in our store. Judith, if you'll link everybody to my favorites, I'm almost 100% sure we have it in there so that people can order it through my link. All right. I have nailed down the timing of when my off plan or overeats occur. Oh, wait, I just did this one. Shit. I'm just like, that sounds very familiar. All right, everybody. That is it for today. Y'all have a good one. I will see everyone on Sunday. Let's see. Sunday, we have weight loss coaching with Corinne at 11 a.m. Central Time. I will be there with my weight loss coaching bells on. Otherwise, y'all have a great rest of your week. And make your plans. Make all your plans. Share in the group what's happening with your 24-hour plans and let us know. All right. Bye, y'all.